Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. Today, we will be talking about chakras. What are they? Wheels? Energy? Can we touch them? Are they on a physical body? Why do we even have them? Are they even real? A lot of questions. But we have an amazing guest to tell us, and we will discuss this next.
Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these, and today is no different. Today, we will be talking about chakras. Quick introduction to our seven main chakras. And with me is an amazing guest who isn't a first timer on Conversations with Roland, which is actually the very first episode we recorded. She, the last of eight kids, father passed away back in 2001. And she then got into this sad space that was eventually filled with energetic healing studies. And today she's a spiritual life coach. She's a mentor, a teacher. She attuned me in Reiki, which I'm super excited about. And she's here to talk about one of her passions, which is chakras. And so I'm super excited to welcome my friend, Char Young, aka CJ, to Conversations with Roland.
Yay.
CJ,
how are you?
I'm great.
Thank you, Roland. It is a pleasure to be here. And I'm so honored once again to be with you and having another great conversation. I'm excited.
I am too. I really am, because I know you're super passionate about this. I've heard you
talk about
talk about chakras like, I don't know, like LeBron James talks about basketball. I don't know. I love it. And then, and I even remember even in our Reiki attunement classes, you know, you talked about right now, a lot of times when you do Reiki, you do chakra clearing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Our chakras hold so much information. They hold everything that you have been through, mm-hmm. that you are going through, and that you have a potential of going through. So
they
are action-packed centers, energies.
I'm sure. And we'll get into it. And before we do, I just wanted to recap one thing quick. It's COVID, right? We've been COVID since March. January, if you ask some people in the United States. And I want to ask how things have been for you. And the reason I'm asking is because in other conversations we've had, there's one thing you said about these times that I really liked, which was that everybody's root chakra, which we'll be talking about, is being tested here or being shaken or changed or something along those lines.
Correct. Yep. You know, if you study any of the astrology or into any of all of that, the planets do influence us. We are the planets. There's stardust in us, but they have an energy. And each person on Earth is going through their path. So when we have these influences that come in, it's all the same message. We're just going to receive it differently. But right now we're all being, our root chakra is being updated, so to speak. I mean, if you look at what's happening around jobs, some are just totally dissolved and there's new ones being created. And look at people's finances. Look at all of the safety things. And that's the root chakra, is safety, is our, for lack of a better word, you know, our tribe, our family, our foundation. Everybody's foundation is basically having an earthquake right now, you know, on some level, you know, and if you've done the work in the past, it's going to affect you differently than somebody who has never, you know, paid any attention to their foundation. So for me, this year is really no different. I already work from home. Mm-hmm. You know, I live out in the country. I work from home, you know, so a lot, I'm self-employed. So a lot of what is happening for people that are being challenged, they needed an upgrade. For me, I'd had already worked through it. So it's just like, well, I got a couple inconveniences here and there, but I'm not having the big meltdowns. I'm not having, the disease. I am having work troubles, you know, all of that stuff. But ask me about, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Yeah, I had stuff going on.
So now you're just coasting. Well, for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. There's been some hiccups.
Yeah.
But that's the great thing about the chakras, I like, because they'll show you where you got stuff, you know, what issues are in your tissues.
Yeah.
You know? So far, you know?
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. That's I wanted to just get that out, because in talking with you, I found that very, very, you know, enlightening in a sense, because I'm looking at the world right now, and I've talked to many people who have changed careers, whose careers have disappeared, who are trying to find out what to do next. I am even one of them. I'm speaking from experience. I quit my job working as a pharmacist, and I'm now starting to pursue what actually feels right for me, which is the podcasting, energy healing, teaching meditation, that kind of stuff. And when you said that, everyone's foundation is getting, you know, realigned or upgraded or something, as like, oh, I'm not immune to this. Yeah. And I moved, I relocated, right? My entire foundation, you know, and I can relate to that. So I just thought we'll start there and kind of set up and say, chakras, if you, as you know, have any sort of belief in them or inclination, or if you're curious about them, right, this would be a conversation to listen to. It's one of many we will have. This would be a quick intro into seven major ones, and then we'll have kind of in-depth conversations on each one in the future. But yeah, before we get into the seven major ones, some just random questions. The word chakra, what does that mean to you? What would you like to tell us that means?
Okay. For depending on what culture, depending on what person or belief system, you know, there's all sorts of names for them, you know, wheels of light and, you know, vortexes, filter systems, but they all do come back to the Sanskrit word meaning wheels of light, because we are light, and it's another layer of us. It's an energetic layer that is right outside of our body. And I feel it goes right to your depths, because your body is this dense piece, but it goes inwards forever. Anybody who's taken any class with me, I've explained that. I've shared that, because I can sit at the edge of certain chakras in my own physical being, and I can feel how far back our body actually goes. As far out as you can see into the Milky Way, you go inwards just as far, if not farther.
Ah.
So they really are a beautiful, I wish I could see them. Some people can see the chakras, or, you know, the auras or the energy lights. Mm-hmm. I cannot, but I can feel them.
Okay. And that answers the other questions I was going to ask. Can people see them or feel them? Which, in effect, you're saying yes, some people can, if they've trained to do so.
Correct. Because how we take in information, each human takes in information differently. Some people, you know, hear stuff. Some people see stuff. I can feel. The longer I've been practicing, and the longer I've been working and sitting in meditation, sitting and clearing out these chakras, clearing out this energy, clearing these filters, how I take in information is different now over the years. But yes, I can feel them. And that's how I teach when I teach somebody Reiki. That's where we start out with, is in the energy field of somebody, you know, and can you feel it? And a person might be able to feel it in their actual hand, or their body might be mirroring something, which you've experienced when you're in Reiki, you know, holding sacred space for somebody. Your body will take in information of, oh, this, you know, this is weird. I don't have this pain. And so it'll show up differently.
Yeah.
Each person. But yeah, you can feel, it takes practice. It takes the ability to quiet the mind chatter, move your energy down into your body and tune in and be in the moment and come into that stillness. And you can feel them, nice. See them, sense or knowing. So,
no, that's great. So they, in a sense, then they're not really physical, because you call them as light, and you can see and feel. But you, I guess, if you can touch them. When I say physical, I mean like 3D.
So we have a physical body. I like to use this example. Your nose takes in air. We can't ever see air, but that's an energy. So we breathe in that air. It comes into the physical nose, goes down and fills up our physical lungs, but we still can't feel the air. Same thing with the energy. The energy flows into our physical body in different, and we'll get into that in a little bit, how we take in that energy. Yeah. But our energy enters our body. So we can't see the energy, but it enters into the physical. So there's these different, I don't really want to say dimensions, but the layers to us. You know, the energetic, and then it comes, transforms into the physical, into the dense, which is then the body.
Yeah.
But okay. It's all energy. It's all energy. So like an essential oil is energy from a plant. That's two different
frequencies or ways in which it manifests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I discuss concepts like this very similar in my book in the first chapter, right? Like, well, all this energy that's constantly vibrating. And then the difference in the way we perceive ourselves, it's the rates at which we're vibrating. And then if it's whether or not we can see it, right, it has to do with the visible spectrum, with what we can see as humans, essentially. And I like the example of air. It's very easy to say air doesn't exist just because we can't see it. But we also know that even though it's easy to say that, the argument kind of is, oh, well, we can really prove that air does exist. We breathe it in, it sustains us, etc.
That's perfect. Perfect way to say that. Yeah.
All righty. No, I appreciate it. And then as far as where they are located, right, what can you tell us?
There's seven major ones, and they go up the center of our body, so to speak. So your spine is technically where we live, because that's where the energy goes up and down. The physical stuff is our spine. So, and you being a pharmacist, you know, your anatomy and things like that. So at each up your spine, there's these bundles of nerves, correct? Those are in close proximity to our glands, different glands in the body. So your chakras have a relationship, are matched, so to speak, are located where those bundles of nerves are up our spine, which is also where our glands are located. So, you know, it's your tailbone, and then up a little bit, you know, that's your reproductive system. So that would be your root chakra. And then you go up a little bit more right around your navel area, which is your first life force connection. You have some adrenals, some kidneys. Depending on what book you're looking at, the root chakra, they say, are attached to the kidneys, because the kidneys are all about, you know, balance and life force energy, the fight or flight. And then the second chakras are attached to, are connected to your endocrine, your reproductive system. And then it goes up the center of your body. There's seven of them: your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, the third eye, and then your crown. So they magically, if you want to look at it scientifically, they match up with the bundles of nerves, okay, that go up our spine. Yeah. And we live in our spine. And that's where we want to keep that flow of energy clean and clear.
Nice. No, I appreciate it. So just to recap, we have these seven chakras that kind of match up into different areas of our body that are all located in the center of our spine, right from the bottom and going all the way up. And each of these main centers, the seven ones, are also kind of associated with different organs in our bodies.
Correct.
Awesome.
And then if you wanted to go to the secondaries, wherever there's a joint, there's the chakras.
Okay.
And then if you wanted to go farther up the levels of awareness, that's how I look at the chakras. They're levels of awareness.
Okay.
They'll help me to see for my own journey, and then with a client, okay, where are you living from? What chakra are you living from? Where are you stuck at in your chakras, in your level of awareness? I look at it as a level of awareness, like your Jacob's ladder, moving up the ladder, moving up your spine to one, to oneness, to higher perspectives, to seeing the bigger picture and everything. And then you go out and you have your secondary. So then you have all of your joints have a chakra in them. Mm-hmm. And then you go out to the next layer. Then there's even more of the unseen chakras that go way above your head and way below your feet into the earth. Because we are just this expanding energy field.
No kidding. So it sounds like seven major ones, gajillion. Gajillion. Other minor ones that we can't even.
Exactly.
No, that's okay. So that's great. And so, you know, like this conversation is an intro into chakras, right? So we want to kind of touch on each one of them, maybe discuss the chakra number, where it's physically located in our body. We kind of touched on that already, but we'll get a little more specific here. And I know that some chakras have associated colors or elements. We can just kind of touch that. The organs, if we want to discuss those. And then maybe just an intro characteristics about if what these chakras mean. And this, I think, is particularly important because you said, quote, when you're working with somebody, you can kind of gauge where they're living from. And so basically how that chakra affects us. Right. In that sense, if we're living from that chakra, how do we present in the world, if it's balanced, et cetera? And I'll just cue you up and prompt you, because I know this is your, you know, field of expertise, and I'd just let you teach us. So we'll start with the very first one, you know, chakra number one. Okay. So where's this one located?
Okay, so chakra number one is at the base of your spine. So think of this as your foundation. You know, think of if we were to build a house, you're going to build a foundation. So what is your soil looking like? Is it red dirt? Is it black dirt? Is it sand colored? Is it brown? So think of the earth and all the many different colors, not counting the ocean, but think of the actual earth. That's a foundation. So then those then would be colors that would be tools to help balance or activate a chakra. So keeping it real simple, going to just what's around us, the colors would be what are colors of the earth. Okay. If you're going to build a foundation, we want a nice solid foundation. And so then this is where we start. Well, we start in our family. You know, you way back in the day, you just, you know, stay with your family. That's it. Everybody worked together. You lived in the same house. You just all in one group of people that had a similar interest doing a similar task. And you just were there. That's your foundation. That's your security. That's your clothing. That's your food. That's your shelter. Think of all of your survival things. What do we really, really need? Well, you need a roof over your head, you need food, and you need clothing, mm-hmm. And something to exchange for goods. You know, back in the day, we used chicken and goats, and, yeah. You know, sometimes we still do that now.
Sometimes I've thought we should go back to those days. That way everyone feels like valuable. I'm actually exchanging a good or service that I know I'm good at for something that I know. Like I'll come around just Reiki everybody for food and stuff.
Yeah. And it was just simpler. And that's again, coming back to what 2020 is all about. It's simpler. Yeah. When we were all sent to our room to think about what we've been doing with our lives so far, the earth cleaned up.
Yeah.
They're like, thank you for the breather. Okay, now I can come back into order and take us to that next level, which is the 2-2, the second level, the moving up a level of awareness. But yet, every time we're winding up the chakras at different walks of our journey, it may feel like you've come around to this spot again, but you really haven't, because it's just been upgraded just a little bit. And that's here we are in the root chakra again for pretty much the whole planet, in 2020 is like, okay, where are you really at in your foundation stuff? Who are the people that are around you? Do you even relate to them?
Yeah. And it's requiring you then to make an adjustment, change, move, relocate, right?
Yep.
Find new friends.
Yep. Following your breadcrumb trail and not doing things just out of habit or laziness, or this is what we always do.
Okay.
So if someone doesn't want to take any changes, they're like, well, this is what I always do. Okay. So you have no idea why you meet this certain group of people on this certain day and exchange these certain foods or gifts. You have no idea why you're doing it. You're just doing it because this is the way we always do it. Mm-hmm. That's someone who's living in their root chakra. They're just still in the tribe. They're still in the family way of doing things. They have not come up out of out of that journey, out of that group, to step into their own light.
Okay.
So the first chakra is our foundation.
Yep.
Think of it just real plain as the earth colors. And it is our basic survival skills. So then what's our basic survival skills? What's grounding? What's rooting? Our legs, our feet, you know, tailbone down is all about the root chakra. If you have any sort of aches or pains in that area from the tailbone down, you're not moving forward with what you really need to be doing. You've got some issues that are stuck in the ways of doing things. Each person, so you had mentioned earlier that I'm the youngest of 8 kids, okay? Which is true. So how I feel inside of me is I've had this whole ancestral group ahead of me. My job as a soul is to come here to clear out the filters and the old beliefs from the people that were before me, from my brothers and sisters and my parents and grandparents and so on, and looking at how they made choices and feeling in to what's my breadcrumb trail. What am I really supposed to be doing? So even though all these people were ahead of me, it is my job to be more aware and not follow in the same rut. And that rut doesn't mean that it's negative or positive. It's just that each person that comes in after us, sole responsibility is to raise our awareness. I need to pay attention to looking at the choices of what this group did before me and like have the ability to make the right choice, but not the right choices, the updated choices. It's my responsibility to respond to my abilities. My parents did the best that they could at the time that they were here with what they knew.
Yeah.
I know more than what they did, not in an ego way, but I've had experiences. I'm willing to feel the uncomfortableness. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the ability to feel the uncomfortableness will step you up to the next level.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes sense to me. And kudos. Yeah. And I kind of appreciate that too, about how consciousness continues to evolve, right? The very next generation of souls that are incarnating have the advantage of lessons learned from the past. It's like using history to better yourself today. And, you know, not necessarily saying that, oh, because this is how it was done, even though I know this is what I need to do, it's just blindly following through. It's looking and analyzing and saying, well, this is my role. Yes, these people have, with all their work, set up a very nice path. They've set up a foundation for me, but I can come and solidify it or change it or modify it some more to suit me. And then hopefully, you know, prepare the way for the next souls that are coming right after us too. So
exactly. Yeah. I mean, we update our phones and our computers constantly, but we don't update, you know, the family beliefs or the habits or the rituals or anything like that. It was like, well, why? Because your soul is the only thing that stays with you. Yeah. Why not upgrade that on a daily basis?
Yeah.
So I'm constantly outgrowing myself. That's constantly. Awesome. And that's our work.
Okay.
Work and play.
Yeah.
Is to constantly outgrow ourselves.
All right. So the second chakra, where is it located? What organs, elements, what's associated with this?
Okay. So you're in your root chakra and now you have stepping up and out of the tribe. So out of your family. This is when back in the day, it does not work any now because a majority of kids are socializing at daycare. You know, so before in my day, we didn't go to school until I started school when I was 5. So you didn't start school till, you know, 6 or 7 or something like that. So that's the first time that you make friends with somebody who's not related to you. Okay. So now you've got your foundation and you have your family and now you're coming up out of the group and you're like, okay, I want to mingle with some new friends. You know, I want to meet different people that aren't related to me. So this is where you'll be your friends at school, your coworkers. This is where you're going to find your significant other is when you come up and out of the group and you start to mingle with people that are not related to you. This is all about the yin and the yang, the night and the dark, the flow, going with the flow of things. So we have our foundation, which is the earth, and now we step up into the second chakra, which is the water element, which is emotions, which is located right from like the hip bones to about the navel area. It's not a very big area at all on your physical body, but it is action-packed full of anything that we didn't want to deal with. If any emotion that startled us or felt uncomfortable will all be packed into the sacral, the second chakra, which is the colors of orange, which is creativity. You know, this is where women will create other humans, is down in this little area. This is where, let me see, we got water is the other element. Earth, if you have a good foundation, the banks of the earth will hold this water flow. So it can flow naturally and flow easy breezy. Mm-hmm. If you're a control person, yeah, you're not going to want to go with the flow. You're going to be very controlling. Then you're going to have anything down in your reproductive system, is where the second chakra is, you will have issues there in your tissues. If you're not willing to go with the flow, if you are not balanced in your life between work and play, you know, pleasure, you know, all of the things of the emotions, creativity, finances are down in this area, because creativity is how some people earn their living. You know, your art, starting a business is down here in your second chakra. You know, starting a family is down here in your second chakra. It's all of the emotions. It's orange. What else do I want to talk about? I think that's it for now. Because then we're going to go deep, because there's a abundance of stuff here.
So one thing that you said that I thought was interesting was the whole idea of this chakra will hold on to foundational issues that you decided not to deal with. Was that something you said, like the first chakra?
If you have a good foundation, then your earth, your banks will hold your water nicely.
Okay.
If you don't have a good foundation and you have a lot of water here, mm-hmm. your water is going to flow all over the place. And then those are those people that are just a hot mess. They're emotionally all over the place.
Okay.
Or are you all dried up and you won't show any emotions. You're very stoic. You don't laugh. Any excessive laughter or excessive anger or any of those excessive emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have everything so buried and so packed, very little flowing mm-hmm. that your water very seldom will trickle through.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And it also makes me think, a lot of times if people have issues with the second chakra, especially like reproductive issues, you kind of going back to the foundation maybe first. Would you want to mm-hmm. then deal with the analogy of the riverbanks? Let's look at your banks, make sure that they're holding, quote unquote, the water element in its place. So is that something you would usually do?
Yeah, because looking at them, are you, you know, those people who just can't leave their family to start their own family, you know, you know, the mama's boys, or you know, you've never left the nest to start your own nest, you know, that you have issues there with your root chakra, then therefore your second chakra is going to be a little wonky.
Okay, neat. Yeah. All right. So
which is a term. Wonky is a term. Medical term.
I love it. Wonky. Yeah.
Wonky.
That's how my wife describes me 25/7. Yeah.
Too funny.
The third chakra. Now we're, you know, we got the foundation. We got the, you know, the second chakra down with the water element. What's our third one?
Okay. So then you have this creativity idea mm-hmm. and you have this partnership, be it with a friend, a significant other, you know, you're relating well with others, but can you step up into your own light, which is the solar plexus, which is right, you know, in your stomach area, that gut feeling, kind of that location. Can you step up into your light, shine your own light? Can you stand in your own power? Can you get things done from the ideas that you got in your second chakra?
or those creative ideas, basically, can you let them flow through and out?
Yeah, move forward with them. Or is the fire, because the third chakra is fire. It's the color of yellow. I always like to think of the sunshine. So the sun is in your belly. The sun is what powers you. Mm-hmm. It is a bright yellow. It stands alone. Can you stand alone? Can you actually make the will? Can you actually choose to get something done? So I have lots of people who, you know, like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. Super. That's easy peasy. Here, let's do this.
And they're like, no, thank you.
But they can't get to exercise, no matter what time of day it is. There's always a little mind chatter or a very good excuse of, oh, another day just slipped by. I will tomorrow. That will show me that their solar plexus, that they don't have enough oomph, or they don't have enough, I told you
gumption.
This word before, remember? Yes, there you go. You remember that word.
Word of the day. Gumption. Every day gumption. It's the word of the day.
Yes. Do you have enough to go and get it? Do you have enough to just, or is your fire so dim, so low that you're just going to sit and spin?
Yeah.
That you can't just get up and go after what you want. You can't get up to, you don't have no real structure. You won't exercise. You won't do the things to get you to the end result that you supposedly say you want.
I like the idea of sit and spin.
Solar plexus.
Makes me think of a website that's not loading. Right?
Yeah. It just sits and spins. And it's like, oh, come on. And you tap on the screen. It's like, hello, is anybody in there?
Now, fire element, why would this be, just out of curiosity, why would this be low, for instance? Why would somebody not have the gumption to go ahead and do what they need to do to achieve their goals, in a sense?
Fear.
Okay.
And not wanting to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Most people do not want to feel uncomfortable. I was thinking about our chat today when I was out on my early morning walk, and I talked with my little peeps and my team, and, you know, and if Roland asked me this question, what would my answer be? And it would be, because I am willing to feel more of the uncomfortable things in life than the next person.
Love it.
If you're willing to feel an uncomfortable conversation or an uncomfortable habit or an uncomfortable event, if you're willing to just lean back, zip your lip, and just keep looking, being aware, being very present, but feeling the uncomfortableness in you, that is what leads a person to, you know, an awakened state. And I'm doing my little,
she's
you
got
know,
the air quotes going on. I love it.
Yeah. Because, you know, those words are just, you know, kind of walked all over on. And most words don't even work anymore.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got so much emotion attached to words that it's really interesting to have a very neutral conversation with somebody because their words have memories attached to them, and they're not feeling what that word means because they have too much history.
No, I like that you say that. I mean, one of the things I realized after my awakening was just how brave of a soul you have to be to come to this planet, partly because of how tough communication and exchange of information is. That's why we're here, is to work with this design, which is really designed to make information exchange difficult, and then try to thrive through that, right? And you wonder why it's so difficult. And I could not have said it any better, because we have so much emotions attached to words, and we qualify them every which way we want. And then I say something and it's bringing up all these emotions in you that I have no idea. And it makes it tough. Then I say certain things and you're just so excited. I have no idea why.
Because we're reacting on the history in ourselves or in our mind chatter. So if you're willing to feel the uncomfortableness, be it get up early, exercise, that strengthens your will. If you're willing to when your significant other says something to you that pokes you, if you're willing to just zip your lip, stay present, don't go back into story land, and just feel how uncomfortable those words feel in your physical body, you will move up the chakras. You'll move up the level of awareness. You will strengthen your will because you're not dropping back into a habit form of just lashing out and fighting.
Wow.
Don't be quiet and just feel the uncomfortableness. And then it will has less and less hold on you. And then your fire builds. You can like, your sun starts to shine. You break away the cloud cover of old stories, old drama, old have-tos and shoulds in order to feel comfortable. No, you ain't going to feel comfortable if you're on a spiritual path. If you are comfortable.
You're not on this. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're not doing the work. My goodness. That was just like a 3-hour, you know, session with a therapist right there. I feel like we should all send you PayPal money for that. I mean, that was amazing. Go back and listen. Yeah. Listen to how you grow. It's by sitting with your uncomfortableness until it becomes comfortable and familiar. Absolutely. Love it. All right, let's move on. The fourth chakra.
Okay. All righty. So now we have the fire, the solar plexus. And now if you want to flame that fire, you're now moving up into the heart chakra, which is love, which is balance. So if you're in your solar plexus, then you move up your spine. So now you're right behind your heart. So right behind your heart, oh, what's also there is your shoulders and down your arms. So this is balance. This is, you're now stepping into balance. We've come out of the earth ways of living, which is the first three chakras. And now we're a bridge. A soul is a bridge to the earth and the spirit world. And that's what enters the heart chakra. Very, very, very few people will go through this doorway because the heart is so overwhelming. This is where we feel everything. This is where love oozes out from. And that's, in my experience, that's what people are really afraid of, is love, because love is so overwhelming. And so it is just, so when you really sit quiet in a really good meditation and you hold completely still, you are sitting right next to source of the present moment of now. Again, words, mm-hmm. we're pointless here. Words, everybody's got a thing for God and universe and source and all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's like, just be quiet and sit really still. How still can you make your body? How still can you make your mind and get all the way into this moment? And then love is going to wash over you so much that you are going to well up with tears because it is so beautiful.
I love. Sorry, I'm laughing because you're like, just be quiet, okay? I got a podcast.
Just be quiet.
Talking. And she's like, just be quiet.
Just be quiet. Podcast, be quiet. We should do a podcast of just being quiet.
I was just going to say that. One full hour of just silence.
I double dog dare you.
The Silence Podcast featuring Shar Young. Conversations with Roland. Tune in for an hour.
Yay.
And we're just crickets.
Yeah. No, can't even be that. It's got to be just quiet. Can't even be white noise. It's just a vibration of love.
You say that as a joke. I mean, I know I'm kidding around with this, but in meditation, that's what I seek for. That's what I work so hard to attain, right? And in going deeper and deeper in quieting the, you know, the mind, the monkey brain, whatever you want to call it, like you say, all these words that mean whatever to anybody. But in just going deeper and deeper into your true and true self, you really do come in touch with this infinite being. And it's life transformative. There's just not a thing for me. No other way to explain it except go try it for yourself. Quiet yourself. Isolate yourself for a long time and then see what happens. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah, because it is something you cannot explain. So that's what the heart chakra, that's what happens at the heart chakra. You're doing things with love. It's air. It is, you know, balance. So we're on earth, but we're not from earth. Are you willing to know that? Basically is what happens at your heart. And you're doing things not for the self anymore, not for the ego, not for the identity. You're doing things just, yeah, here I am, yeah. just.
And what's the color associated with this?
So it would be green. So think of your arms as leaves, as, you know, the greens, the healing green, lots of, you know, I got green in my office here. If you actually had a video, we'd see that the walls are green here because they're healing. They're the richness of all the different leaves and the grasses are healing, are nurturing. And that's what our if our arms were leaves and stems, they would green. Be in green.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Sounds like I got tears in my eyes here. I'm crying. So much love. All right, we got the fifth chakra. Oh man, this is awesome. So we've set the foundation, we've set creativity, the expression of that creativity or the will to express that creativity, and then expressing that creativity from a place of love. And then we come now to the fifth.
Then we come up into the throat chakra. Now this again is just narrow little strip. This is your neck area. This is sky blue. So we come up out of the earth. We come up off the top of the trees, which is the heart chakra. And now we're looking at the heavens. We're looking at the sky. Sky blue. It's just a very narrow spot. But this chakra, the second chakra, and the throat chakra are actually are matched. They're partners. Because if you're creating something, or if you're, you know, starting a family or a business, you got to use your words to get things done. Or if to sing a song that you wrote, it comes out your mouth, out your throat chakra. You're speaking your truth from your solar plexus. You're speaking your will. You're using that, your who you are. You're shining your light. You give it the energy with your throat chakra. This is also how you see, you look around at all the options because your neck moves and looks at all of the different options. So it's the sky blue. Think of it as just the sky blue. Sky blue, clean, wide open options. And if you're speaking your truth, then, you know, communication is easier. If you are speaking too much, this is where you're going to get your sore throats. Your lips are always going to have some sort of blisters on there, either if you're biting your lips and not saying what you really need to say, or if you've got blisters or fever sores or anything like that. There's so much anger that it has to come out. It will come out in the festers on your lips if you're not speaking your truth.
So that's one way to sort of self-diagnose in a way.
Yeah. So think about this year. Well, what is this illness, this dis-ease in the body, this thing that's not flowing easily. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't doing what they love. So where is that at? Your lungs, your lung area. They're not breathing in the freshness of life. They're not enjoying what they're doing. They're at a job that sucks the life out of them. They're in relationships that are stifling in them. They are holding on to grief from years past. That all weighs on our chest. That all weights on your heart. That all sits on your lungs. Isn't that one of the symptoms to what's happening this year? And then your throat and your mouth and your eyes. Well, you've got angry eyes. You don't like what you're seeing. So they're going to get all festered up. You're not speaking your truth. You're not saying kind words. You're not kind to yourself. So all of that sits in our throat chakra. We're not seeing all of the different options in the world. We're very closed to how we're seeing things or the ability to see things. So that's all blocking. That all lands in our mouth and our throat and our upper chest. Isn't that the symptoms what most people are feeling this year?
Yeah.
If they're not well.
Particularly if you have the dreaded, I'm not going to say its name, disease.
Yeah. Big one. Yes. It reminds me of, don't speak it, for then therefore you'll have it.
Reminds me of Harry Potter, right? He who should not be named.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not speak it, because then you give that energy. You give it energy when you have those conversations. Yeah. So be very aware of what you're doing with your energy. Be very aware what you're doing with your energy.
I love it. And
So that's the throat chakra.
So speaking the truth. Now, okay, we'll get into them. And I don't want to ask too many questions. We'll get into them in the future. We'll go deep into the quote-unquote fifth chakra, or each one of them anyway, Right.
Yeah. Each one of them.
But it's fascinating. I'm looking forward to those conversations already. I'm excited.
They're going to be so good, because when you asked me to do this, I was like, yeah, but I can't do just one. We can't. Each one is so juicy deep.
Yeah.
There's just so much stuff in them that, you know, if you would be a pal and we go into them deeper.
No. Yeah. And it's great learning from me. And if I'm learning something, I know somebody somewhere is learning something from this stuff. Well, not all CJ smart, I tell you.
They're learning how to be crazy.
Well, if you're not crazy, you're not off this planet, or you should be here. You go somewhere else where there are normal people and tell us what that's like. No, I love it. All right. And you know, in the way you describe them, which I really do appreciate, it really does feel like it's building up, right? You know, get the foundation, mm-hmm. got the creativity, the will to express it. You're expressing with love. Not only are you expressing with love, you're actually now communicating that expression in a way that people can understand, and you're not stressed about it because it's your truth, right? It's your experience. Yeah. And then from there, we move on to chakra numero 6. So many languages. Chakra numero 6. That's like English and French. I'm sorry.
And gumption.
So the 6th chakra, we're talking 6th chakra here.
6th chakra. So now we go up into the center of our head. So lots of people know this one it's called the third eye. Between your eyebrows and up a little bit. So if you just close your eyes and you look up, like if you were looking up to the center of your forehead, right there, your eyes will just kind of like drop into a nice little comfortable, it just feels like a little pocket. That's your third eye. This is where we are looking inwards. We have now made it through the trials of earth. We've made it over the bridge of the heart. We've had enough courage to speak our truth as we enter into the throat chakra. And now we come up into the third eye and we're like, you know what? I've learned through all this journey that anything I need is inside of me. I just got to be having the courage again to look inside, and the patience to look inside, and I'm willing to know that the truth is inside. It is no longer outside of me. I no longer have to look outside for anything that I need. This is where your intuition starts to really peak. How you take in information might change. You might start to hear more of the celestial beings instead of the mind chatter. You might begin to see more of another realm and not of, how do I want to say this? Other dimensions. You have the ability to go deeper inside of you to find the answers for anything that you're looking for. You will pause and you will look inwards and you will know that the answer will be there.
Huh.
Be it the most mundane thing or the most extravagant.
Now, does this become like a conscious activity, or does this happen by chance? Like, when you sort of win the lottery, for instance, you know, where it's, okay, I know I did things to win. I bought a lottery ticket, et cetera. I picked numbers. But then there's that whole piece of the control factor where, right, there are confounding variables that are taking place. Like, you don't know what number is going to, it's just chance. But this whole idea of when you're operating from the 6th chakra, you're really able to go within. Would that be as conscious of an activity as saying going on Google search to say, where can I find a Reiki instructor? And then the answer comes up. Is this, I can go within to say, well, do I need a Reiki instructor? And then the answer would be, duh, you are your Reiki instructor.
It is a little bit of both. You are really learning to follow your breadcrumb trail. So like I was visiting with you earlier, I have a feeling that there is a change that's happening for, you know, how I do business or what the rest of my year will look like. So I have a feeling. So now I'm aware of that. And yet I have enough patience and courage and knowing to just be here and today and do today. And that therefore the every moment that I do that, I will pick up more and more pieces of my breadcrumb trail, which will then ever so gently walk me to this change that I'm feeling. Does that make sense?
To me, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the ability to feel, to know like, okay, I need to do something differently. Be it a job, be it a move, be it, you know, business, something. You can feel that you need to be doing, that there's some change, there's some decision. But yet leading back into this moment and being fully into this now and knowing and trusting that, okay, it will be revealed to me when it is the perfect yeah. timing. Because my timing isn't always with Source's timing.
It makes sense. Yeah. And it sounds a little bit like, you used the word trust. I was going to say faith. Again, it's just word choices, right? Sounds like there's a lot of faith and then just that knowing that you are supported. The right time will be when it happens. And keep finding ways to not preoccupy yourself with the fact that it's not happening now, as in a sense, it's happening now, but you're not perceiving it as such. Maybe you can now go into the whole, nuances of everything happens in the now. It's being essentially present. It's what I get from it, right? You're present. And you can go in and okay, I have a feeling this will happen. And then anything you could do at this point is basically just preparing you for that, which would be actually something you can do, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, we go back to a couple chakras ago. We're on this earth, but we're not from this earth. So it's learning to do that dance.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you're here, but we're not from here. So we're mastering that dance where we have a foot in each realm, so to speak. And can you play this game? Can you play this game?
I love it. It's a sweet game, I'm telling you. If you get
if you get your mind chatter out of it, if you have your too much mind chatter, it's an H-E double hockey stick game.
No kidding. Oh, man. All right. And then this is perfect. We're cruising right along. Real quick, did we talk about a color with chakra number 6?
No, we did not. Good grab. It is, think of the midnight sky. When you look up to the midnight sky, it's that deep indigo, purplish, depending on who you're chatting with. It's, either a purple or a deep indigo. I like to think of it as the midnight sky, because the midnight sky, when you look up at the midnight sky, that baby goes forever.
Doesn't it?
And so does the insides of you. When you look inwards, you go forever.
Don't you? Yeah.
You go forever. Yeah. And it is, if I could walk everybody up to that ledge so that they can see that, I'd be set. Because that is such a sweet feeling to wow, I go forever.
Dude, don't you? In my experiences and learning in conversations like this, the whole idea of infinite, especially if you think about it from an algebraic standpoint, it's like a straight line that goes forever on both ends. But I've actually, I've been thinking like this stuff's actually a circle, a really big circle. So you think it goes forever, but you end up in the same place. Like you could go deep within and you'll be back here, right? Yeah. You're going to go back all the way.
Yeah.
Like I found that as a very good metaphor to explain how infinite everything is. It's like, we're all just this big circle in 2D anyway. Mm-hmm. Then when you go 3D, it's a globe and it's still just up in the same place. All right. So we got the midnight sky as the color there. And
the midnight sky, it's light. So now you're moving up to the crown of your head. This is where your soft spot about there would have been. This is how some of your information comes in. Some of your information comes in the top of your head. It also comes in the back of your neck, that little indentation at the back base of your skull. Some people call that the silver cord that you're connected to. Again, if we live in the spine, those all would match up. But we're in the crown of our head, the crown chakra, the seventh chakra. This would be the color of white or gold. Again, purple, depending on which book you read. Once you tune in up here, you'll have your own unique light that you feel that would come into you. When I do attunements or any sort of energy work, you know, placing your hands at the crown of your head so that energy can flow in and down your spine and down through your body. This is when you can sit right up in here. You no longer feel separate from anyone. You can feel that whole circle that you were talking about. You are sitting right next to Source because you're quiet. You can see the bigger picture of everything. You are just present. There's very few people that are up at this level. So if you're reading any chakra information, by the time you get up to your third eye, your sixth and seventh chakra, those are the smallest chapters in a book because very few people have any sort of information about what actually happens up in these two chakras. This is where your wisdom comes in. This is when you're like, you're golden. That's how I kind of like to think of it. You're sitting up here, yeah. And you're golden. You are one, and you just let go. You don't have a problem with it. You just let go. You're like, yep, I'm golden.
As a side note, my wisdom comes from my tooth or teeth. That's a bad joke.
I got zero wisdom then.
That's a bad joke. Hopefully, I didn't lose any listeners with that joke. Now, can I ask you something, Char? So you kind of talked on the fourth chakra, you mentioned very few people get here. And then it seems like even fewer get to this, right? And so the question becomes, are you sort of, when you say get here, what does that mean? To me, it sounds like, okay, they have this open and they're balanced and they're flowing regularly, or the energy is flowing through them without hindrance. I don't know.
Yeah. I think of like, Michael A. Singer lives here. Eckhart Tolle, people of our, you know, common day stuff. And, you know, Byron Katie, those would be three that I can, you know, Ram Dass, you know, things like that. Where they are just okay with every flipping moment that shows up. I know I'm not there yet because there's some moments that are like, oh yeah, either I go to sleep and I go into reactive mode or I go into distractive mode or, you know, so I know I'm not okay with every single moment that shows up. That's when you're at your crown, when you're sitting up here at this chair, you're like,
it's so good.
Everything's good.
It's all good.
I don't care what, it's all good. I'm okay with every moment that comes up.
And, you know, that really is one of my goals as well. It's something I remembered as why we're here on earth. And it's kind of representative of what I call unconditional love too, is when you just appreciate what is as it is with no desire to change it. Right. And then whatever you experience, you're like, oh my goodness, that's God in action. Or that's consciousness in action. That's the universe in action. And it's beautiful. Right? What? Right? And then the other thing I was going to ask, sorry, now I'm just not here talking about my excitement and experiences, but are we then moving through the chakras in progression from 1 to 7?
In an ideal world, you know, that's the way that we would think. But again, we got to let go and like, well, every soul is different. Every soul is different. Every soul has a unique patch that they bring into this patchwork quilt and they got to show up that way. So it might be, you know, you got no issues in your tissues from, you know, the neck down, you just have it in your head or, you know, wherever. So that's where we have to let go and be like, yeah, I, this is what's showing up for me now. And this is what I bring to the table. This is my story. This is where I have things I got to work through. So it really is. I can kind of see like when I look back, I can kind of see some, like I didn't have a lot there. Oh, I had lots here. Oh, and then you drop down and clean up a little bit more. And, you know, so you kind of go all over the place, depending on your journey, depending on also, because we have that beautiful gift of free will. You know, some parts I can sit with more of this uncomfortableness, but over here at this chakra, yeah, I'm not prepared for that. That's a big game. Yeah. Because a big thing, because I can, right now when you were talking about, you know, this is what I want to do. When you get up into here, it's like, but are you okay if it doesn't happen?
Ain't that the truth?
That's another level of letting go. Are you okay that this is not going to be any different ever?
And that's work that I'm constantly doing. And one thing that one thing that I've always had to fall back on is just my past. I remember when I left my last job before I got the previous one I just left. You know, I quit. I didn't have anything lined up. You talk to most people, they'll tell you, that is a faux pas, right? And it makes sense from their personal experience and looking at life in general. That's usually not what most people do. But again, I didn't even know these words at the time, following your breadcrumb trail, right? I just thought, man, there's something that's speaking to me, that's telling me this is the right thing to do. And it seems scary as F, right? And it's uncomfortable, it's unfamiliar, right? But I found the gumption, and I found the gumption to do it. And then when this time came around, it was a lot. It was a lot easier, way easier than the first time. And I mean, it's not fully perfect there, but I'm talking 90-95% easier. It was just, I've been through this before. Let's go dance.
And you've strengthened up your faith muscle by so now you can do this. Yeah, look at those tights.
How big this muscle is.
Yeah.
It's faith muscle.
And that's every time. That's what it takes. That's what it takes, is doing that uncomfortableness stuff over and over, because that's why we're here.
Yeah.
If we're not here to be, fed grapes and fanned and just laid back, laziness, and every day is going to be absolutely divine, who grows in that? Nothing.
You speak for yourself, Shaw.
I'm sorry.
I want to be fed grapes and fanned. No, I'm kidding. Of course.
No way.
Yeah. No, I love it. Shaw, you're so amazing. I swear, it's so fun to talk to you all the time. And we have, eight more of these to go, seven more. It's going to be great. Yeah. So please, guys, if you're listening, look forward to the next conversations where we'll spend the full episode just delving into each single chakra, like the seven major ones. Shar, you're a delight. Connect with Shar, of course. I'm going to have her Facebook and Twitter, etc. links in the notes section of this podcast, but her website, charjun.com. You can definitely connect with her on there. She's just great. She's great. I love it.
But I don't do stuff like everybody else. So there, I don't even know when the last time I posted anything. And that's a big hurdle to let go of, and I should be posting this and this and this. But then my body was showing up in pain. And then I was like, okay, that's I'm living out of ego now and mind chatter. So if it doesn't juice you and excite you and passionate, then you're just supposed to just lean back and be.
No, we're learning.
You're an awesome man. You're an awesome soul. I'm so glad you stepped into my world. You are pure light and love, Roland.
Likewise, Shaw. Thank you. I should get the plane and the ads flying behind. Roland, you are pure light and love, Shar Young, and just fly that around.
There you go.
Yeah, let everybody see.
Okay.
You're the best. Thanks. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.